Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fuljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News, God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the news we published this week. It was another good news week for the many South Africans who want access to the promising drug ivermectin in the prevention and treatment of COVID-19. For the second consecutive week, the medicines regulator SAHPRA, which wants more clinical studies done before approving the use of the parasitic drug against COVID, moved closer to what citizens are asking for. Last week, they agreed to implement a program of controlled, compassionate access to the drug, which is gaining increasing worldwide recognition for its usefulness against COVID. And this week, in an interim agreement with AfriForum that was made an order of the Pretoria High Court, they agreed to allow doctors to start treating patients without waiting for their permission, originally a condition of their access program. While the court order has been hailed as a victory for the pro-ivermectin cause, more High Court battles lie ahead, with AfriForum and the ACDP expected to present their respective cases at the same time later this month. In other good news this week, President Cyril Ramaphosa conditionally lifted an indefinite ban on faith-based gatherings, allowing religious meetings of up to 50 people indoors and 100 people outside. This concession was enough for some religious organizations to call off urgent High Court applications against the ban on gatherings. But, as in the case of ivermectin, the legal struggle is far from over, with Freedom of Religion South Africa, the South African National Christian Forum, the ATM Party, and certain Dutch Reformed churches among those lined up to take the government to court, seeking answers to questions about the constitutionality, fairness, and rationality of their decision-making process regarding faith-based gatherings. In a story with a difference this week, Prophetic Watchman and Gateway News correspondent Junior Masopio reports back on her recent sleepover in Ventersdorp in Northwest with Granny Koko Sehawa, who, according to her ID document, turned 124 last month, possibly making her the oldest person in the world today. Other headlines include 7 weeks of day-night revival prayer planned as SA prayer wave continues. Council of Churches deeply concerned by Jacob Zuma's defiance. Passionate crosswalker preparing for another gospel trek. Testimony, a cool breeze from Jesus in a time of crisis. You can read all these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, where you can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or you can follow the news on Facebook at Gateway News page and on Twitter at Gateway News ZA. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News, God Stories of Africa.